This podcast was made using Anchor. Do you want to make your own podcast? Download the Anchor mobile app for free or visit anchor.fm to make your own podcast on Spotify. Hey love, welcome to the second season of Love Frances. Welcome to my sixth episode of Love Frances Podcast. If you're new here, hi, my name is Emil 48 Frances, and thank you so much for stopping by today's episode. I really appreciate it. And this is a safe space for you and me, and you are very welcomed here. And for those of you who still don't know me, I'm Emil 48 Frances. And if you can hear unnecessary noises on the background, please disregard it because I'm already in Manila and I'm doing my best to make a podcast, and I'm still getting a hang out of it, and I'm still adjusting, so please hang in there, okay? So kumusta ka? Ang tagal na natin hindi nag-uusap, no? So how are you? Hi, I hope you're doing okay there, and I'm really just checking up on you. And kaka-start lang ng week, no? And na-overcome mo na lahat ng binabato sa'yo ng life mo so far. And I'm so proud of you for that. You have a new week to be thankful for where you are right now and learn from the lessons that the past has taught you. And kahit anumang mangyari sa week na to and sa following weeks for you, I am so proud of you for being so brave. So yeah, as you can see from the title, our title for today's episode is, Did I Really Change? So controversial. Did I? I actually see people's DMs or videos of me, and some of them really say, Frances changed already, or I love the old Frances, or I love the 16-year-old Frances, and all those stuff. And actually, I see it. I see them, and Maybe, diba? Maybe I really did change, or maybe I did not. And actually, I can see also naman din for myself na talagang I changed physically, emotionally, mentally, everything. Especially pag nasubaybayan mo talaga ako all throughout my journey here in ML48. Yes, you can really see na talagang nagbago ako, and you can really say I've had drastic changes, you know? And, well, we all have ugly days every now and then. All of us, no matter how perfect we aspire to be, and kahit ilang promises pa yung gagawin natin sa sarili natin, sometimes, yung lahat ng gusto natin, it just can't happen in one day. And that's perfectly okay. Because change is really inevitable. It really is. And before, when I have a good friend or meron akong taong ginagawa kong inspiration, tapos biglang nagbabago yung tao, when that person changes, I feel really bad. Parang nasasabi ko sa sarili ko, ayoko na maging friend to, or ayoko na sa taong to. Nagbago na siya, ayoko na. Pero now, alam niyo ba, na-realize ko na hindi pala ganun yun, no? Change is really inevitable. And nung nangyari na sa akin na I had drastic changes, may mga situations din sa life ko na hindi alam ng mga tao, which made me change, I realized na people really go through stuff that most people don't know. And so yeah, Lil Frances was brave, but the world made her feel fragile. Lil Frances had to fit in. And she had to. And alam mo, growth is super uncomfortable for her. Kasi she's never been there before eh. But one day, you know, it just clicks. You realize what's important and what isn't. You learn to care less about what other people think of you and more about what you think of yourself. You realize how far you've come, and you remember na, hala, kala ko dati hindi ako makaka-recover sa season na to. Maybe this year started with a mindset that things would be different na magbabago na talaga, na magiging perfect na ang situation mo, na magiging okay na yung puso mo, na marireach mo na finally, lahat ng goals mo na mabibigyan ka na palagi ng napakadaming projects, blessings, and it would be your year na talaga. Pero may mga mangyayaring hindi maganda. Events na you could have never predicted. And please know that no matter what comes your way, your response is in your control talaga. This can still be your year. This can still be your year though. Kahit patapos na yung taon, this can still be your year. Repeat with me. This can still be my year. That's right. Itong past na to, this may not have been where you wanted to go and made you who you wanted to be, but as painful and challenging transition can be, it can also be rewarding and lalong-lalo na beautiful in so many ways. And if you're like me na palaging sinasabihan ng mga tao na nagbago ka na, or kung alam mo sa sarili mo ngayon na talagang you're in a season of growth, in a season of challenges, I want you to know that these changes, these challenges aren't meant to break you, but encourage you and help you grow. And kahit ang daming changes and ang daming growth, you will find it was worth it all along, no? One day, babalikan mo yung mga alaala na to and magiging proud ka super sa sarili mo na pinakinggan mo tong podcast na to, and you will tell to yourself, buti na lang talaga hindi ako nagpa-overpower sa change na nangyayari sa life ko. So my love, I want you to know that everything will work out exactly how and when it is supposed to, regardless of how and when you may want it to. So please be patient with yourself and your growth, and maging matatag ka kaysa sa doubts and fears mo. Alam ko, mahirap to sabihin, kahit ako, ang hirap ko tong i-follow, ang hirap-hirap ng gantong season. Pero I want you to know, and I want me, myself, to know that good things really take time. And we'll get there one day, okay? And wag na wag mong kakalimutang mag-enjoy sa journey mo. Some other things take time to process pa talaga. Kaya always be gentle with yourself. And always be compassionate kung may mga bagay na sobrang hirap i-let go. Pero kailangan, kasi para sa growth mo, di ba? You can have everything at its perfect order and still meron pa ding mangyayari that will make KO you, that will knock you off. And this doesn't invalidate you. This doesn't invalidate your progress. And sometimes, kailangan mo talagang i-go through yung mga bagay-bagay. No? You have to fall in order for you to become much better. And alam ko sobrang uncomfortable ng situation mo now kasi you're not the same as before eh, di ba? You're growing na and kailangan mo nang mag-grow talaga. And please, trust lang talaga na this current discomfort na nangyayari sa'yo ngayon, it's for a greater purpose. And before I end, I really just wanna say that it's funny how people notice the change in your attitude but won't notice their behavior that made you change. Kung hindi ka nila ma-value-value now kasi feeling nila you're not at your best or mas gusto nila yung old version mo, huwag kang mag-obsess. Don't obsess over why they don't value you. I couldn't speak this more clearly, but please, it's not your duty to convince others of your worthiness. Value yourself enough even when others don't see the beauty that's inside of you. And the dog agrees. And maybe yes, maybe this year is my year of major growth. Maybe I really did change. But I know for sure I am not stuck. I am moving. What was that? That was so creepy. I guess that was the air something. But yeah, I am not stuck. I am moving and I am changing for the better. So thank you so much for being with me for today's episode. I'm glad I got to share my heart to you even with my hectic schedule and everything. Again, this is Frances reminding you that you're safe here. Always, in always, love, Frances.